Hey, folks. You're tuned to the Tuesday Sampler Show like you are every Tuesday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the show that gives you a little hint of radio at night during the day. I'm Mr. Mark, and I'm here to tell you a Whitehall ambulance driver has been suspended at this hour for stopping to ask an Allentown policewoman for a date while his gas tank was on fire. But I can't talk about that right now with a bedtime story I gotta do. It seems as though scuba divers trailing some weird lights underwater stumbled onto a race of industrialized dolphins who had made contact already with the flying saucer people. So they tried to poison the dolphins with diphtheria virus, but the plan backfired and instead killed off the flying saucer people. So the dolphins tried to poison the scuba divers with accent flavor enhancer, and it worked, and they sold the dead bodies to a couple of Bigfoot gorillas who took them back to Nova Scotia as concrete proof that human beings exist. But I can't talk about that right now.
Commend my spirit.
Hi, folks. I'm Mr. Mark. You're listening to the overture from The Phantom of the Opera. And before that, Jesus talking to his dad. Hey, funding for the programming you're hearing comes from some of the most unlikely sources. But why go on and on about tedious and trifling legal requirements? We'll disclose the facts eventually, after we file an appeal. Wow, Allentown missing persons investigators are looking for a Center Valley housewife tonight who disappeared around a flock of parrots in a Whitehall pet store last week. Some say the parrots ate the hapless woman because she was wearing protein shampoo. But the woman's family is not satisfied. Her husband, a coal mining executive, killed himself by tying his necktie to a slow-moving glacier until he was dragged to Alaska. Hi, gang. I'm Mr. Mark. I'm your host, or one of your hosts, for the Tuesday Sampler Show. This is just a show that gives you a little bit of a sample of what you can hear when you turn your radio on late at night or earlier in the morning or whenever the heck. But I want to start out, for those of you who are superstitious, your weekly horoscope this evening. Taurus natives, with their fiery tempers, are liable to assassinate a world leader or ambassador. With the sun in remission, you should get away with it. Aries are liable to go into organized crime. Virgos will embezzle this week. Librans should look out for sudden death, avoid sunlight, and stick to your diet. Scorpios will be the last living people on Earth when all the rest have perished in flames. Remember, the stars do not impel, they only control your living destiny.
Taurus! Come to free the birds.
Hey, folks, you just heard Brian Geisen, who was a painter. You heard him with a piece there he read called Come to Free the Words, from a record called American Tech Sound Pieces, and the sound you're hearing in the background now is an environmental recording from the Philadelphia subway at Locust and Broad. Well, I'm Mr. Mark, and before my car comes, I want you to know you can hear all kinds of music on WMUH Radio. If you tune in Saturdays at 10:30, you can even hear my show, and I'll say something funny like, hey, I've got the sports update. The Flyers Stanley Cup kickoff was drowned out last night when the indoor sprinkler system flooded the tennis courts. Up out of the soaking ground came another slippery problem. Worms. It seems as though hundreds of giant worms, driven upward to seek fresh air, panicked the players, who ran screaming onto the nearby interstate, where six of them were killed, three from each team, so it was more or less fair and the play continued. But when a foul ball ricocheted off the camera lens and lodged in the scoreboard, the whole structure gave way and fell onto a referee who was so tough he punched the iron girder and it lifted up off of him and stood upright again. Only seconds left to play, and he ran a tight end up the middle, fired him, and rehired him at a larger annual figure to motivate him to score. So, tune in Saturday at 10:30, and I'll finish the story. Hey, there's a group called Human Flesh, and they have a piece called Droit de Cuisage. If you excuse my French. And here they are. Hi, all. With you through the Tuesday Sampler Show this afternoon. And welcome, I'm Mr. Mark with no conscience. I have the weather at this hour. Movements in the Earth's crust have increased the gravitational pull on the moon, weathermen say, and this will cause our heavenly neighbor to creep closer, which in turn will promote tidal disasters and lunacy here in the Lehigh Valley. Research physicist Lauren F. Whitlinger has stated that he expects to see the PP&L building lift up into the sky because he had a terrifying dream about it. And White House officials are reportedly preparing for the worst, destroying pornography and freeing caged songbirds on a hunch that the world is coming to an end. Tomorrow's high? One dozen helium balloons for me, but the greater Allentown area can expect an overnight low of 45 and a high in the upper 20s. I'm Mr. Mark, bringing you more music real soon, but first, we want you to know Tuesday at midnight there's a fine show coming on. Ginny and Lynn are two members of the radio staff here who are new. Their radio show is hot, and I recommend it personally. So tune in Tuesday from midnight to 2 a.m., and you can hear the show. It sounds like this. Lynn and Ginny can be heard Tuesdays at midnight. You just heard two songs from groups which I think they would be likely to feature. KUKL, which is an Icelandic group featuring some of the same members as are in the Sugar Cubes. And this cut you're hearing fading out now, The Creatures from England, featuring Susie and the Banshees members. Those girls can pick 'em. So tune in Tuesday at midnight. And you will hear a fine show. And right now I'm going to go. I'm done. Mr. Mark is out. Folks, thanks much. The Tuesday Sampler Show is over. Over. Over.